Title: Supreme Court Eases Burden for Title VII Plaintiffs Challenging Transfer Decisions. Content: On April 17, 2024, the U.S. Supreme Court resolved a decades-old circuit split regarding what amount of harm a plaintiff must demonstrate to bring an employment discrimination claim under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, Title VII. In Muldrow v. City of St. Louis, a unified court ruled that a plaintiff need only show some and not significant harm from an employment decision to plead and prove employment discrimination under Title VII. Before Muldrow, a number of appellate courts dismissed transfer-based Title VII claims unless the plaintiff could show that the transfer resulted in significant harm. The Supreme Court rejected that standard in Muldrow, holding that a plaintiff need only show that the transfer resulted in some harm with respect to an identifiable term or condition of employment. The Supreme Court's new standard raises fresh considerations for employers making transfer decisions and may have broader implications beyond the transfer context. Analyzing the facts of Muldrow, the facts of Muldrow are key as they demonstrate the breadth of employer activity that now falls within Title VII's scope. Jetonia Muldrow, is a sergeant with the St. Louis Police Department, SLPD. Between 2008 and 2017, Muldrow worked as a plainclothes officer in the SLPD's Intelligence Division, where she had access to, among other things, FBI credentials, an unmarked take-home vehicle, and the authority to pursue investigations outside of St. Louis. In 2017, the SLPD replaced Muldrow with a man and transferred her to a uniformed job in a new division, where she became responsible for supervising neighborhood patrol officers. Although Muldrow's rank and salary remained the same, she no longer worked with high-ranking officials in the department, lost access to an unmarked take-home vehicle, and had a less regular working schedule that occasionally required weekend shifts. Muldrow alleged that the Intelligence Division commander who transferred her sometimes called her Mrs. rather than the customary sergeant, and testified that her male replacement was a better fit for the division's very dangerous work. Muldrow sued the city for sex discrimination under Title VII and identified the transfer as the adverse employment action. The district court granted summary judgment for the city, and the Eighth Circuit affirmed. In granting and affirming summary judgment, the lower courts relied upon the Eighth Circuit's materially significant disadvantage standard for Title VII cases. Before Muldrow, a Title VII discrimination plaintiff in the Eighth Circuit was required to plead and prove the challenged employment action resulted in a materially significant disadvantage. To meet this standard, the employment action usually had to result in a diminution to title, salary, or benefits. Prior to Muldrow, the First, Second, Seventh, Eighth, and Eleventh Circuits each required a discrimination plaintiff show the challenged employment actions resulted in serious, materially adverse, or significant harm. Other circuits used different language to the same effect. The Fourth Circuit, for example, required significant detrimental effect, while the Third Circuit required the resulting harm be serious and tangible enough. Other circuits, including the Sixth Circuit and, perhaps surprisingly, the Fifth Circuit, were more lenient with the requisite showing of harm requiring only that a plaintiff demonstrate some tangible negative impact on their terms, conditions, or privileges of employment. The net effect was that Title VII plaintiffs in some jurisdictions had a higher bar to discrimination claims than others. But after Muldrow, that disparity is no more. The new standard, the Supreme Court's opinion, written by Justice Kagan, reversed the Eighth Circuit's decision and resolved the circuit split regarding the amount of tangible harm a Title VII plaintiff must show. Now, to make a Title VII discrimination claim, a plaintiff must show some harm respecting an identifiable term or condition of employment, but the plaintiff need not show that the harm incurred was significant or serious or substantial, or any similar adjective suggesting that the disadvantage to the employee must exceed a heightened bar. In short, Title VII plaintiffs have a universally lower bar to plead and prove discrimination claims. Justice